Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Friday! It's Dukes and Bell on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Lorenzo came out here, man, one of our listeners, and he was like, listen, I was out here. Came out to say hello to you guys. He just started listening last month.
Special time of the boy's life.
So he says, I didn't even listen to the radio. And then I started listening to you guys, and I don't even turn it off now.
Didn't even know what it was.
He didn't know what it was.
Never even had it. He looked at the thing in his car. He said,
didn't know what it was. He didn't
know
how to operate it. He didn't even know, hey, what was this button for? So Lorenzo is out here with us at Twin Peaks in Kennesaw. We got him an ice cold brew, man. So thank you for coming out here, brother. We appreciate you. But it's good to meet our listeners as always, and we look forward to seeing you guys out here as well. First thing also Lorenzo came up after he said, hello, I listen to you guys every day, is what the hell are we going to do with Marcell Ozuna?
Yeah, that's the thing. Everybody's kind of got a feeling one way or the other. I mean, if this is almost like you wish Rob Manfred could come in and put him on an exempt list for you. Take him off your payroll, and then you can try to find a trade partner in the offseason. But they don't have that.
No.
Not for this.
No. So the Braves have a decision to make with that, and they'll figure it out. As I said, we'll let the investigation play out. Guys, no status on what is going to happen with him this weekend. My guess is he's not playing, okay? So,
oh, he said yesterday. Like, it's funny. You know? I didn't want to jinx it. We were joking around about that scene from Godfather. Oh, Ozuna won't see him no more. And then he basically goes and does this. And as we said, I won't get high and mighty on it, but it's all the mechanisms are in place for anyone with means to not be in that situation he was in last night.
All right. That, right. Yeah, no doubt, man. More on the Ozuna situation, more on the Braves, Astros, another big series starting tonight. And we got a good, you know, what, three? Kyle Wright, Morton, I'm looking, Strider, right? It's Wright, Morton, right. Strider for these three games. That's excellent. Hopefully we can pick up three more. Got to give a shout-out also to Brian Roof. The Roof. He won the tickets, man, to Earth, Wind, and Fire. He lives in Powder Springs. So, Brian Roof, thank you as well for listening to Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. All right, man. Plenty more to get to. Falcons up in New York. We're going to keep tabs on what's happening up there as they continue to do those joint practices. We're going to talk to our man Tony Gwynn Jr. coming up in 20 minutes. We'll get his thoughts on everything, MLB, Braves, et cetera. Right now, though, let's get to an NFL blitz.
Welcome to the NFL. With news and notes from around the league, this is NFL Blitz on Dukes and Bell.
NFL Blitz brought to you by our friends at Priority Men's Medical Centers. Check them out at PriorityMen'sMedical.com. Mike, one of the things coming off the Deshaun Watson suspension, now that it's official, 11 games, $5 million, is that he didn't show any remorse. Now, this is kind of what people are saying. Listen, we knew at some point this was going to be more, you know, he was going to get more games. Mm-hmm. We didn't know there would be a fine involved. But the no remorse thing is bugging a lot of people right now. And his refusal, okay, to do this and not really apologize properly is rubbing a lot of people the wrong way.
Yeah, you and I were talking about it yesterday. A buddy of mine's an attorney in Miami, and he said, you know, he did in some of those testimony that he gave, or depositions, I should say, that he gave, you know, he kind of set himself up because there was admissions that there were sexual relations, consenting sexual relations with some of the massage therapists. So he's kind of put it out there, and there's a precedent, obviously, and I think you saw the pattern. But are there still more cases out there? Is there another shoe to drop on this? Or is this simply, I hate to say this about a hometown kid, a self-involved athlete who's too big to realize he made a mistake and doesn't understand what he made a mistake? Or is there more cases coming down the pike and he doesn't want to give future litigation any more ammunition? I don't know. Either way, Carl, no one felt there was any sincerity whatsoever in any of his comments. And then to say things like, the people I impacted, women in tears over this situation.
Yeah.
He used the word
very triggered.
Triggered. Yeah, he used the word triggered. And that was – so, listen.
Because that infers that somebody overreacted, an over-emotional reaction to what you did, which is bull.
It is.
You're marginalizing what they experienced. Not to sound like a shrink or anything, but that's what you're doing.
I wish, this is my thing. It's not something that Deshaun Watson's going to do. I think his attorneys and everybody around him, Mike, had probably told him, if you do that kind of apology, you're owning what you did. You're owning what you say you're innocent of. And we said this yesterday. Just because, again, you know, the criminal cases never went through doesn't mean that he's innocent of this. It doesn't mean that this stuff didn't take place. Either way, that is rubbing a lot of people the wrong way. Meanwhile, Packers and Saints practicing together. Now, we just talked about the Jets and the Falcons practicing together. Matt LaFleur, Mike, was talking about too many mistakes going on with the Packers.
Well, I think it's more some of the silly mistakes that we need to get cleaned up, and just like something as simple as checking with the official before the snap to make sure that we are eligible. There's going to be growing pains, particularly with younger players. And the thing is, and I appreciate this about Aaron, it's just the urgency to get some of this stuff corrected. I mean, you can't make the same mistake twice. Not in this league. We don't have time for it. That's just enough time to get you beat. So certainly he's the ultimate competitor. And, you know, I think it's good for these guys to feel that, because we got to make sure that they continue to show progress each and every day. And, you know, it'll be a good opportunity today to see how these young guys respond.
So all of you are, you're on blast right now. You've been warned. Hey. Basically, he's calling out the receivers.
Well, look, we knew losing Davante Adams, you're going to have next man up. And the next man up, let's be honest, ain't there. Look, this is why it's pretty funny. I know you're going to make fun of me, so I'll just set myself up.
What?
Yes, I did do my first Yahoo Sports Fantasy mock draft yesterday.
Not surprised.
And guess where Aaron Rodgers is ranked in the quarterbacks? Not where you think. You think he'd be certainly one of the top five guys off the board or six. He is down in the middle of the pack. He's right below Matt Ryan. Mm. Because people look at the receiver core and go, where are the receptions coming from on this team?
Yeah.
Especially, and again, this is not in lieu of him just dogging out guys for bad practice habits, but you don't replace that production that Davante Adams gave. You just don't. At least they did not in the offseason.
I am not going to mock.
Yes. I can't lie to you. It surprised me.
Todd Bowles, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers coach, non-committal yesterday when asked by reporters on a return date for Tom Brady.
Right.
So he's been away from the team since August 11th. They said 10 days or so. Now the head coach is saying, I'm not sure and I'm not worried about it. We're trying to get ready for a season. So when the head coach was asked, Todd Bowles, well, when is he coming back? We'll see. What's going on here?
Yeah, I was talking to J.P. Peterson, used to do pregame for the Falcons, does a radio show in Tampa, and there's literally a lot of guessing going on. And here's you want the latest? Yeah, this is just purely rumor mill gossip down
okay.
in Tampa Bay.
All right.
Is there something going on with the family, as in the wife, as in the relationship, and it's not mom's health related, which is a whole other kettle of fish, and it's nobody's business, but when you are – again, at least under the impression, the fans and the media do the reporting that you were going to be back in camp by the 20th, and now you're not going to be there, and the coach says what he says. See, a lot of people going, well, what exactly is the timeline with Tom Brady?
Yeah.
We play them in week five, by the way.
Well, he'll be back by then. But,
right?
But I don't know. And I think Todd Bowles is trying to take up for him, but it's going to get to a point. It's not there yet.
Right.
But it's going to get to a point where it's like, okay, Todd, it's been three weeks. What's going on? And I don't know if he's going to be able to answer that. We'll see if Brady makes his way back. But Todd Bowles basically avoiding the questions and saying, no return date, I'm not worried about it. We will see.
Yeah, again, everybody's got a theory. Sports Illustrated, by the way, has got one that just came out there. A creative theory has emerged. You got time for this one?
Yeah.
I'll make it out there. Is he dealing with an illness in the family? Is he having marital issues? Does he just need some extra time to rest his 45-year-old body before the regular season kicks off? It's a mystery. And right now, guys, the latest theory is getting a lot of traction. He's been excused from camp so he can participate in Fox's The Masked Singer. That Tom Brady might actually be doing television, and that's why he's missing practice.
That's so funny.
I actually had this for, yeah, man. It was one of my things. Yeah. But, so,
I'm sorry.
No, it's okay.
Like us driving the Golden Spike, it was a secret. I don't know that your material is always kept secret to us.
I'm just chiming in because I can add to it, but it all makes sense. Because if you look at the timeline, they're filming The Masked Singer right now. It's supposed to wrap up August 20th. Which, ironically enough, was the original date he was supposed to be back with Tampa. That was the original date that Todd Bowles had thrown out there. It's very secret. Yeah. We haven't seen any images of Tom Brady, heard a peep other than what Todd Bowles doesn't really tell us because he doesn't clearly know. And he's about to be a Fox broadcaster. He's already signed a contract with them.
Yeah, this the only reason why there's some potential credence to this is because this was already known. They knew these dates he was going to be gone.
Right.
And they said, we knew about this. This goes back to when it first happened, everybody's all surprised. So if that is true, and he's gonna be on The Masked Singer, if that is the case.
I mean, that's the stupidest thing I've ever heard.
They knew that these dates were blocked out and why they gave Tom permission. That's all anybody knew was, hey, we already knew this was going to happen. So we'll see.
Even when you're dealing with the GOAT, there is still a team dynamic, right? And what's the difference between Tom Brady taking the work time off to go screw around on Fox with a stupid show on television, which is very popular, by the way.
Yeah, yeah.
And then the same crap that Antonio Brown pulls to be a distraction. I mean, I know it's apples and oranges, and I know he's the GOAT, but at some point, me screwing around in Hollywood is more important than being with this team preparing for football.
Well, if it plays out that way, then he's got to hear from his teammates. The other part of this, though, is you just said it. I hold up all these rings, and I go, I've been afforded this opportunity, and the team knew, and they gave me permission, and I don't have to ask you or you or you. I don't know if he plays it that way.
It's embarrassing for Todd Bowles.
But Todd
Bowles would allow that.
Well, maybe it didn't come from Bowles. You're Tom Brady, Mike. You're not dealing with Todd Bowles. You're dealing with ownership.
All right, but I mean, this is the one guy in the league that could get away with this. I still think it's absolute nonsense.
Well, if it's true.
Because the difference in him and Antonio Brown is Tom Brady's presence on your team means you're a Super Bowl contender. Antonio Brown's doesn't. I don't care who you are. You go look at his record. He's 45 years old. He's 25th or 3rd year in the league.
Yeah.
He's the different. He went there and won a Super Bowl the next year.
And again, Antonio Brown doesn't get permission to throw patio furniture off a roof or throw rocks at a moving van. That just happens because he's nuts. But Tom Brady taking time off to go screw around with The Masked Singer while football season is about to start, that's some total BS. And if I was a player of a certain stature, a Mike Evans, a Godwin, there's only a few guys who would have even remotely the juice to go, what the hell, dude?
Yeah, well, part of the other issue is those guys also know they don't have a chance to go to the Super Bowl without it.
Correct.
So pick your spots. It's kind of like, yo, Brady, and the reality too.
What if Aaron Rodgers did this? We'd freaking kill him.
Oh, absolutely. We would. But he's not seen as the leader as Tom Brady is. And so I think
guys are mad Aaron Rodgers is at practice calling out his lame old wide receivers. Yeah. Tom Brady's hypothetically to a bunch of rumor mill stories out there doing The Masked Singer in Hollywood. Well, what the hell?
But here's the other part, though. It's Dukes and Bell at Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It's our NFL Blitz. We got down this rabbit hole because, again, there's a bunch of stuff that's out there as to why Todd Bowles is not answering the question, when's Brady coming back? There's been no definitive date. So Mike talks about it. Bo brings up this whole Masked Singer thing. We've not seen pictures of him. I don't know if it's true, but if it is, it would make total sense. Again, him being a Fox broadcaster, the show's on Fox.
Right.
He asked for permission for these days off. It would make total sense if it happens.
I mean, I don't want to compare apples to oranges, but Michael Jordan decides he's going to take a year and a half off. He came back in the middle of a season, had to wear a different number. A guy got cut because Jordan decided he wanted to play again.
Well, hold on.
Listen to my point, though. When you're the greatest at what you've ever done, Tom Brady plays the most important position on the field, and he's the greatest to ever do it, you can do whatever you want. Jimmy Johnson, don't treat all the players the same. Yeah.
But again, the Michael Jordan, there were extenuating circumstances. It would take a lot more than the last 3 hours we got on this show to talk about that revolved around that situation. And David Stern's dead, so you can't get the straight answer out of him.
Oh, you're talking about the gambling stuff.
Yeah.
It's Dukes and Bell, guys. Can we hear Joe Burrow talk about how he found it out he needed an appendectomy, Mike? This is crazy. I mean, I'm glad he's good.
They were saying he should be good for week one, but this is Joe Burrow talking about that situation.
It wasn't the normal appendicitis that you hear about. I didn't really feel much, just getting checked out and had some discomfort, and so we thought we'd get it checked out. Turns out I had it, so we had to get it fixed. Not ideal timing, obviously, but glad it happened now and not halfway through the year.
Supposed to be excruciating, so you know it if you got it, and that's glad something. It's one of those things that, like, I don't know why God put it in there. You don't really necessarily need it, but it is something
it's
that
like,
he got.
It's like your tonsils,
got,
right?
Yeah, he's able to get it taken care of, and they'll be ready to rock and roll. I'm curious to see, with the money they had to spend to beef up this, it's amazing they went to the Super Bowl with that offensive line as bad as it was. Really curious to see if they can build on what they did last year, because, you know, for teams that lose the Super Bowl, there tends to be a hangover.
There is, definitely, and especially if your quarterback, we hope he's okay, right. But if he's a little slow to start the season, we'll see. Hey, man, coming up, Tony Gwynn Jr. is going to join us. All things MLB, all things Braves. He's our Odyssey MLB insider here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Got to give a big shout-out to the folks at Buford. They just hit me up. High school football starts tonight. Tonight. You've got Buford heading over to Milton High School. They're playing in what they're calling it's Thompson out of Alabama. They just hit me up. Thompson's a two-time or three-time 7A state champ out of Alabama. They're coming over to play Buford. So big shout-out to the folks at Buford. Ooh. Good luck. Obviously, Buford, state champs of their own. But big shout-out to everybody listening and going to those games tonight. High school football's here.
It's funny because I was just talking to Coach Small yesterday from East Coweta. Because Noonan is in a different conference now, as far as says, that big rivalry game gets played in the second week of the season now.
Earlier.
Yeah, it's going to be – it's like when Miami and Florida State moved it up. So some things different happening. That's one of the biggest games on the south side. That'll be coming up next weekend.
The scoreboard show starts tonight at 7. Sam Crenshaw will take care of you guys for all things high school related. It comes on right after we get done at 7 o'clock, so make sure you check it out. That's going to run throughout the high school football season. Big shout-out to Lasseter tonight. Go Trojans.
All right. By the way, we will get to the point spreads on the Lasseter game and Buford later in the show.
Coming up, Tony Gwynn Jr. joins us next. Luke Chappelle live at Twin Peaks, Kennesaw location, hanging out with a bunch of our listeners. Just met John. John works over in East Cobb, originally from Buffalo. He's been down here for many years. We were just chopping it up, talking about the Bills. I think they're going to be very good again. People don't know this, but they had the number one defense last year, and I think they're better with Von Miller.
I got a feeling Buffalo's going to the Super Bowl. So, remember that from the old NFL films back in the old days in the 70s?
Yeah. I think they're going to be really good. But, John, thank you for coming out, man. Appreciate you. He downloaded the Odyssey app. I got to mention this because our next guest is in the Odyssey family. He's our Odyssey MLB insider, Tony Gwynn, but he downloaded the app, and all you got to do is take a picture, scan this QR code that we've got here on the table, and I'm going to listen to you guys.
And then he jumped on the back of a folding table. It's the craziest thing I've ever seen.
That is weird. Let's talk to Tony Gwynn Jr. Tony, what's going on, man? How are you?
I am well. How about you guys?
Man, we're doing great. At least we were until we got up this morning, because then we got word that Marcell Ozuna,
you big dummy,
was arrested. And it's one of those things where you kind of go, all right, what are the Braves going to do? I don't know if you're familiar with this, so I want to get it out there for you and our listeners again, but it's the second arrest for him in as many years. But this particular one, it happened at 4:30 this morning. He was booked into the Gwinnett County Jail. Again, arrested on DUI charges. Tony, we had a lot of money invested in Marcell Ozuna. With this remaining, you know, years on his contract. He's in the second year of a four-year, $65 million deal. What do the Braves do? What do teams do in these situations when you have a player situation like this?
I think it depends on the depth of the seriousness of the situation. Anytime you're arrested, it's not a good look for the organization, and it's a distraction for the team. Guys are going to have to answer questions about it as his absence or whatever the punishment ends up being, guys will have to answer for it. And so it becomes a distraction. So I think the question is, are the Braves fed up? Because that's ultimately what it boils down to, right? An organization, they'll take on as much as it can until it can't. And so I don't know where the organization is in terms of how tolerable they are to this, but it's certainly not something you want to be dealing with this late in the season as, you know, things start to get pretty serious.
The other thing, Tony, is we just had the biggest series of the year, and this guy sat. He's basically benched because he's been so ineffective at the plate. It's one thing, like, it's the real world we live in. If this guy was batting 300 in Reiki, we might have a different conversation. But and they've been cutting checks. Obviously, they just took care of Michael Harris, and Liberty Media took care of Austin Riley. But to eat $40 million, I'm not sure. We said earlier, Tony, you almost wish it was like the NFL where the commissioner could step in and throw him on some kind of, like, timeout, like an exempt list.
Yeah, which is why ultimately I don't think he's going anywhere this year. Now, maybe in off season you may look to trade him to a team that is willing to take him. But I also think that, listen, guys have bad stretches. They have bad seasons. That doesn't mean that he won't be useful come playoff time. So, you know, he's being sat for a reason. As you said, he hasn't been as effective, but he also has a history of being effective when the lights are at their brightest and the stage is at his biggest. And I'm pretty sure Snitker remembers how well he played last postseason. And, you know, there's still a whole bunch of this season left before you can truly, truly write him off. Certainly the DUI does not help anything.
Tony Gwynn Jr., our guest, guys, we're talking baseball. What's up with the Yankees right now? They're slumping. I mean, they went from gangbusters, and all of a sudden they may set a record to they can't find a way to win.
Yeah, you know, it's really perplexing, right? I mean, this team had been really rolling from opening day on, and they have hit a stretch that I don't think anybody could have really predicted how poorly they would play in this stretch of baseball. And their offense, if you look at it, their offense has been the thing that hasn't, you know, played to the level that they had been all season. And that's been a big reason why they've had success, along with really good starting pitching. You got some injuries starting to pile up on that bullpen. And so this Yankee team looks a little bit different in August than it did, let's say, June and July. And so they're going to have to right the ship. I think they can, as long as they get healthy and this offense gets back to – it's a potent offense. It's an offense that can, that looks to score five a night. I mean, that's how potent their offense is. They just haven't been on that same level here in the last month.
It is Tony Gwynn Jr. with us here, guys, on the WadeFord.com hotline. And, Tony, we get the Astros coming in. And, man, I mean, the Mets get the Phillies. Mets got their own injuries, by the way. They got a bunch of players, including some big role players, yeah, and some starting pitchers banged up. But the Astros, Carl talked to Dusty Baker today, and Dusty's like, they're approaching like any other game. But how tough – I mean, how good are these Astros? They're right up there with the Dodgers as far as wins.
Yeah, I mean, listen, it's in my opinion, it's them and the Dodgers as the best teams in baseball. The Astros – you know, you would think when you lose free agents like they have lost over the last 3 years that eventually you start to see a decline. But that just hasn't been the case. I mean, their starting pitching is excellent. And not only do they have five, they probably have six guys that they can use in that rotation if they need it. Bullpen's been good. All of a sudden, Alex Bregman's starting to swing the bat again. He's gotten hot. He had a huge day in yesterday's game. This team is as good as it gets when it comes to the game of baseball, and Dusty's the one leading the helm.
Tony, I want to talk about the surprise team of the season. When you look at the wild card standings, the Baltimore Orioles are just 2.5 games out. They got a shot to make the playoffs. The crazy thing is they're last in payroll in Major League Baseball. The Dodgers over $207 million. The Mets over $205 million. $24 million payroll, and they could make the playoffs?
Yeah. Listen, I was on a team in 2010 that was very similar to this Baltimore team. You got a bunch of young dudes. You got a bunch of misfits that were in other organizations. And listen, when a team like that starts to play good baseball and they start to believe they're good, there's not a whole lot that can go wrong for them.
I lost you guys there. You guys there?
You still there? Yeah, yeah, we got you, T. So keep going.
I said that when a team like that gets rolling and they start to believe that they're a good ball team, they're a dangerous team. You look at the Baltimore Orioles bullpen, which has been exceptional all season long. At this point in the year, they believe they're good enough to get in the wild card. And so as long as they can stay healthy, because that's the one thing that happens on a team like this, they don't have a whole lot of depth. If one injury happens, it could change the way they play moving forward. But right now you got a bunch of dudes who are trying to show that they belong in the league. And that's a dangerous thing when they start playing well.
It is Tony Gwynn Jr., guys. We're live at Twin Peaks up here in Kennesaw. Tony, we haven't had a chance to talk to you since this went down. I know you covered the Padres. Got to ask you about this, man. Jurickson Profar. what the hell was he thinking down there in Miami? I mean, guy doubles over his head, and then he goes, okay, Scarecrow, you want to play with fire? And then the guy takes the base, goes to third. I mean, you guys had to be pulling your hair out. I know that Manny Machado and some of his teammates were.
Well, listen, I think, you know, that's the TMZ element of sports, right? You see a guy, looks like he's waving a guy on, trying to challenge him. What really happened was, Ha-Sung Kim lined up in the wrong spot. He was supposed to be lined up for third on a ball that was hit over his head. But it's the issue with Jerickson was you can hash that out in the dugout after you get out of this inning. By holding on to the ball, allowed Rojas to take third. And so it looks crazy on TV, right, because it looks like he's challenging the dude to run the third. But really, he was in his right for trying to get Ha-Sung Kim in the right spot, but in all essence, he should have just got the ball in, and they could have talked about that later. It's just one of the things that has gone wrong for the Padres here in the last couple of days.
Can the Padres trust Tatis? Will they trust Tatis moving forward?
That is a really good question. I think that is going to be dependent on how Fernando handles the situation moving forward. I mean, right now there's obviously a breach of trust, right? I mean, in a lot of people's minds, this is the second incident, right? He had the accident during the off season. Now the suspension. You know, people are rightfully so upset, disappointed. But I don't think it has to be the end. I think if he handles this right, he shows some humility. And he's truthful about, you know, there's everything moving forward. I think they can develop that trust again. It's not a death sentence in terms of lack of trust or the trust being non-existent, but it's going to take some time to gain that trust back.
Tony Gwynn Jr., as always, man, appreciate you. Odyssey MLB insider Tony Gwynn here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Make sure you go to driveway.com. He's brought to you by driveway.com. That's where you can shop more than 25,000 new and used cars in Driveway's nationwide inventory. Tony, have a great weekend, man. Looking forward to seeing how this wild card chase starts to get more and more interesting as we get to September.
Yeah, you guys have a good weekend. That Braves-Houston series should be a lot of fun to watch.
No
big
doubt.
Time.
Yeah, man.
And by the way, there's an article just now from ESPN saying that Fernando Tatis has yet to formally address his Padres teammates.
It's a problem, Mike. It's a problem. We're going to see how guys move forward with him. And here's the other thing. You're making all that money in the locker room. You got to be a guy that's a stand-up guy.
To whom much is given?
Much is expected.
Bing.
All right, guys, coming up, Yeah Man, No Man is on the way. We are also, by the way, coming up, going to talk to Steve Koonin. We had a chance to talk to the general manager, Landry Fields, about our Hawks. Steve Koonin is the Hawks CEO. Schedule drop this week. We'll talk to Steve
right.
about all things
you gonna
Hawks.
You going to be okay? You going to be all right?
Who's that?
This A&M fan keeps eyeballing you, man.
Is he an A&M fan?
You didn't see the shirt?
No, I did not.
Yeah, man. Just watch out. Watch your back, Longhorn.
Yeah, well, you know, if they stop paying all their players, Mike. Yeah, man. No, man. It's on the way.
Selling a little? Or a lot. Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Guys, we are live at Twin Peaks in Kennesaw. If you're just joining us, Marcell Ozuna was arrested for DUI, booked into the Gwinnett County Jail after 4 a.m. He has just given a statement, so we want to let you hear what this is before we get to Yeah Man, No Man. We're going to talk more about this as the show goes on. The lineup, by the way, for the Astros, you look at it, it's already out, and it's no Ozuna.
Yeah.
Here's Marcell Ozuna talking about this situation.
Yes. You're disappointing my team, disappointing my family. And I don't have anything to say more, and that's a legal matter.
Disappointed in myself, disappointed my teammates. He has nothing else to say now. It's a legal matter. So, again, when you look at this, Mike, approximately $41 million left on a contract.
Mm-hmm.
They could release him and move on. You talked about the options, and now we know with Grissom ascending,
right,
Rosario seeing the ball, Grossman hitting, Contreras, you've got options if you want to do that. I don't necessarily think this is a make or break move that won't get us back to the World Series, but it is a large financial investment. We'll see what the Braves do, but that was Marcell Ozuna literally moments ago.
Yeah, I mean, you know, it is what it is, and it's not, you know, not compelling. It's embarrassing. He's not going to talk much more about it. That's all you're going to get. So, yeah, and the Braves are in a tough spot because it's if you feel there's a hue and cry from the fan base to move on from the guy, I don't know if it's at that point. I think on social media, if you're looking for a barometer, what's the temperature in the room? We'll talk more about it coming up. But, you know, I think you just ride it out with him. He wouldn't be – if you're in the postseason, on your postseason roster, and you try to find a trade partner for him, and maybe you take on a reclamation project in exchange for him.
Let's get to Yeah Man, No Man.
It's time for Yeah Man, No Man.
Kind of makes me wonder why the hell so many people are trying to tell me to slow down.
Seems like I should be shutting the hell up and enjoying the show.
He's 6'1".
Not really.
From Florida.
Kennesaw State.
And gives rapid fire questions. It's the executive producer of the Dukes and Bell Show, Bo Morgan. Brought to you by the W Sauce, America's Worcestershire Sauce. Bigger, better, bolder.
Oh, it's always bigger, better, and bolder. I got to give a shout out to our man, Alex. We met Alex up at Hooters.
Yeah.
He works for Delta. That's all we can tell you. And he is a guy that came out to our events probably 4 or 5 times.
Yeah.
And he sent a picture because he knows we're big bourbon guys. And he says, Bo might be interested in this. It's Whistle Pig. They've done a collaboration with Traeger. It's called Smokestock Whiskey. And he sent the picture, and I was like, oh, I just showed Bo. Very affordable, all right? But
nice.
Something you might be interested in as we talk about, yeah, our tailgate.
It looks great. It honestly, I mean, it looks phenomenal. And Alex knows his whiskey. He actually didn't think I would take a full shot of whiskey.
He did get us a shot of whiskey,
yeah,
didn't he?
Yeah.
What didn't he get us a shot of, Mike?
Yeah.
Yes. As a matter of fact, here at Twin Peaks today, we're looking forward to someone buying us a shot of whiskey. You know, people really drink with Dukes and Bell.
Come
no
on, pre-
no yeah. pressure, but
yes.
Four Jaegers, please.
Yeah, no, but that, I mean, I was going to say Traeger Jaeger's got a nice alliteration to it, but either way, it was kind of a rhyme there. But anyway,
yeah,
that does look tasty.
I'm just glad that no one on this show campaigned and has the ear of the general manager of the Braves, and we're not the reason that Marcell Ozuna was re-signed.
Oh, that's not true.
Oh, it's not?
That's not true.
Again,
Mike Bell.
So Mike's the reason he's resigned?
Well, Mike Bell lobbied for him. Yes, he did. Matter of fact, he's got a signed jersey.
Oh, that's right.
Because, he's got a signed jersey.
Because Anthopoulos – because Mike was the deciding vote.
Yeah.
Well, here's what's funny.
I even put the B in the – I'm not going to claim responsibility for this, but I did, for what it's worth, talk to a well-heeled New York Notre Dame alumni that George O'Leary would be the perfect fit for Notre Dame head coach back in 2000. So, once again, the everything I touch turns to – continues with Marcelo Zuna.
Well, I asked you this since someone brought it up.
He sent me a signed jersey thanking me for going to bat for him to get his new contract, which ever since then has been an unmitigated disaster. The numbers speak for themselves.
Where's the jersey?
It's in the closet. I put it on Ike the other day.
He got a hit.
After he hit the home run.
He got a hit.
Yeah, but even I felt dirty wearing it.
Oh, come on. Well, stop it.
I had possession of the jersey at one point. It was sent to me.
Right.
And
that's right.
I will actually tell you what it said. It said, Dear Mike Bell, thank you for being the deciding vote on my $64 million contract.
He signed it that way?
Yeah. Big Bear, I think, is his nickname. Yeah. He signed Big Bear.
He did a dollar sign for the Z on Ozuna, too.
Ah,
I'm kidding. I'm
okay. Yeah. All right.
So, anyway, since this is tailgate at home, and we tailgate at home, I'll get to what I'm cooking here in a few minutes.
All right.
But I wanted to have some fun. Like we did. Remember the list we did with best college towns, right?
Yes, yes.
Big Boomer on Twitter. Is a pretty fun Twitter account. It's all things college football. They tiered the best tailgating schools.
Okay.
And there's a couple of surprises in the top tier. Not a surprise. Ole Miss, Tennessee, South Carolina, Penn State, LSU. Surprising, Washington. Surprising.
I think because you can bring your boat up to the stadium. I know Andy Bunker's talked about it on Randa Andy. They've got a whole scene out there because you can actually come by boat to their stadium, which adds a whole other element. Kind of like the Volunteer Navy, but it's obviously you're in the bay, the sound right there. It's pretty cool.
You know the one that when I first saw it, I was surprised, but then I remember all the times that I've talked to Arch about when he's been able to go back recently to Iowa State, to Ames, and he's talked about how great of a scene it is. Iowa State made the number one tier, too.
Okay.
Probably the only time they'll be in the top 10 in football of anything, but you know, they were.
Shots fired. Arch, that was not me.
He's not listening. Well, maybe he is. Second tier, Georgia made the second tier along with Florida State, Texas A&M.
Ooh. Florida State, second tier?
Yeah, Clemson.
They're with Georgia.
Auburn is in there, by the way. I've been to Georgia. I've been to Auburn. I've been to Florida State. I've been to Ole Miss. Ole Miss was clearly a tier ahead. Florida was in the third tier. That was a good tailgating scene.
Yeah, I got to be honest, though, with you. I mean, South Carolina, I mean, to be – not to be terrible with the history lesson.
Don't Sherman, talk bad about the Gamecocks, Mike.
Sherman burned everything to the ground in South Carolina, too. There's not a lot of shade when you party out there, unless you got a friend who's got a ticket to the cockaboose.
It's hot.
You know,
I mean, at least you got live oak trees in Tallahassee. We've got the whole college town area where you can throw down right there on the big field right next to the stadium.
They have the canopies, Mike, the little tents and stuff.
I know, but I'm saying, if you ever walked from – it is hot as balls in South Carolina, Columbia.
I've been to a race in Darlington in May. Trust me, I know how hot it can be.
But Georgia, and I mean, I would think that Georgia and Florida State would be right up there. I mean, with all due respect to Tennessee, are things really popping lately up there in Knoxville?
It's about the tailgate.
And by the
way, hard to find a piece of level ground in Knoxville to tailgate on.
I'm a little surprised though that Ohio State was in the third tier and Wisconsin was in the third tier as well. Well, again, it's not about the stadium or the scene. Yeah. It's
tailgate.
About the tailgate.
I guess they get it in more inside Camp Randall than they do out. I don't know. I mean, it's also a beautiful setting up there in Madison.
Yeah, I just thought it was really interesting with what schools. I mean, Georgia Tech made the top four tier, so they're in the fourth tier.
There's no Georgia
By the way, Alabama's down there. Alabama's in the fourth tier.
Tailgate at Tech? You just got to find it.
Yeah, I used to live and look down at those tailgates.
Tailgate down there. I've been down to those tailgates.
Yeah. They used to tailgate in that little lot right across from off of Fifth.
They're down there, man. Shout out to Georgia Tech.
Those Lexuses would roll in, Carl, about 11:45, and boy, would they throw down for about 10 minutes, and they walk on over to Bobby Todd. Or walk or amble as best they can.
Why are you painting Tech grads with a broad brush saying they all drive Lexuses? What are you saying?
I'm a rambling wreck from Georgia Tech.
By the way, the folks down in Coral Gables.
I put gold tennis balls on the bottom of my walker. Sorry.
Where's the sounder there Chris has normally? Come on, Chris. Folks, there you go. Thank you. Thank you.
All right, I can use the old Stephen Ross shot. I've tailgated with Tech fans. I've seen younger faces on cash.
By the way, tailgate at home. I did the because it's a short weekend for me because I'm out of town starting Sunday for the obviously for the Falcons game.
All right.
So I did the refrigerator, the freezer roulette of all the meat that I have kind of stored in there, and I pulled out those spicy sausages. So that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to do the spicy. They're like spicy brats, really. So I bought some buns. Going to do those. Some fries in the air fryer. I'm thinking for lunch tomorrow for me and the wife.
That sounds nice. Delicious. I went down to my freezer very much like Bo, and I had meats upon meats. And I realized I had a pork butt down here. Not a pork butt, excuse me, pork belly.
Ooh.
And I was like, where'd this come from? So Michelle's like, you cut this. I guess I had gotten a big one, and I cut it in half and then froze the other part of it. So I am doing pork belly
nice.
This weekend. And if you do it right, that crispy pork belly, if you go out to certain restaurants, they have this sometimes as an appetizer, comes out delicious, man. So I'm excited about that.
Nice.
It's kind of an appetizer kind of thing, but I'm not going to do anything.
Crispy pork belly, nice.
Crispy pork belly.
How much is that going to serve? How many?
Oh, it's a nice-sized pork belly.
Oh, yeah.
A nice-sized pork belly.
Yeah, you can get a lot. If you smoke them and then you cut a section off, you don't cut it up, you wait, slice it, and put it in the cast iron.
Oh, giddy up.
Or the griddle. It's the Blackstone for you.
Absolutely.
Oh, man, that let it sit a day. Unbelievable. Mike, you got anything going?
Yes, I'm solo act this weekend.
Solo!
Which means I'm left to my own devices, which means what is he going to cook?
Oh, boy.
No. So I alternate. Obviously, we got our buddies down there. It's, again, one of the best spots in town. Carl's up and out for running out Cleaver and Cork.
Yes.
Great wine selection. They sell Hey Man, by the way, our booze up there. But this
all
week.
All the sides, too.
Correct.
By the way, W Sauce is down there now, too.
That's right. So I saw those guys. And this time, bro, I'm doing the Spinellis cut, which I love.
Oh, such a good
cut. So, again, but the key on that one is you've got to be very careful with the temperature because you really, honestly, you don't want to. I've tried reverse searing it. Maybe I'm not doing it right. You just give it some flame, Carl. And I'm going to do it the way they did it. What's that place we have right underneath us in Colony Square? Church? Five Church. Where I'm going to do like basically the 60 seconds.
Yeah.
Basically
yeah.
60 seconds. I'm going to cook 60 seconds on one side, 60 on the other.
Going in 60 seconds.
Correct. I'm doing the Spinellis. And again, since my wife's not around, I get everything I want. So I'm making a tater tot casserole. I did it last night.
Oh, that's nice.
By the way, I like nice. Angelina Jolie with the dreads in that movie.
No, Gone 60 Seconds was fine.
Yeah,
it was good.
Great.
No, we're not going to do that.
Thank you, Snit. By the way, guys, don't forget that also Buckhead Butcher Shop is a huge sponsor of Yeah Man, No Man, and the Tailgate at Home.
You bet they are.
Along with our friends at the W Sauce and the new addition of the W Sauce, the Fire Shower, which is bigger, better, bolder, and spicier. So get over to WSauce.com, find a retailer near you. I can tell you that it is at the Buckhead Butcher Shop and the Cleaver and the Cork.
That's right.
Perfect.
They got everything. And we have the Becky's got the Fire Shower down here at the house as well.
Chris, excuse me, Turtle hit Mr. TV Stars music.
Well, you do another hit on TMZ.
Maybe not.
The world awaits with bated breath. Remind me to get some Billionaire's Bacon to take home to Ike today. He
Very
loves
good.
That stuff.
Very
which
good.
Is fantastic here at Twin Peaks.
Wow. And speaking of that, you could do that with the pork belly. It's similar.
Kitty up.
You can.
Right.
All right, man. We've got a lot more to get to. If you're just joining us today, Marcell Ozuna makes a statement. He didn't say much.
He didn't say much of anything.
But he made a statement after being arrested last night. Suspicion of DUI. Braves have not said anything. They put out a statement earlier, said it's a legal matter. We've got the Astros in town, which is the bigger thing we should be talking about. And where's the damn ice cream machine?
But here's the thing. You're going to have this guy taking up his roster spot? If you're not, you didn't use him in the biggest series of the year. It's a big question, man. What are you going to do?
It is. We're going to investigate and talk more about that, as well as Steve Kuhn is going to join us next hour. But when we come back, they're making more money than anybody else. It's Dukes and Bell.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly Auto Parts.